Stay up to date on the green and gold all off season. The Green and Gold Fix podcast is brought to you by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Luxury stay, elite play, unwind in sophisticated comfort. Win big, dine, and experience the events in Milwaukee. Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
Adam Schefter teased some big breaking news. Adam, you've told us about it. What do we got?
Adam's on the phone.
Adam, some more
Adam, yeah, you got more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And he was the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter.
It'll be up to Russ Ball to see if he can get this deal done, wants to get it done. Don't think that they're anywhere close to getting it done right now. And those are conversations that will occur here.
Adam Schefter on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is presented by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Also sponsored by Island Resort and Casino.
Adam Schefter on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is brought to you by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. If you're looking for top-notch orthopedic care, OAW's team of doctors has been nominated for Milwaukee Magazine's Top Doctors. From sports injuries to joint replacements, their doctors are dedicated to providing personalized, compassionate care. Experience the OAW difference at orthowisconsin.com. What a special day for us back in studio to have Adam Schefter joining us. Adam, how was your 4th of July?
Jen, Gabe, Chewy, happy 4th to everybody, and thank you for accommodating me today as opposed to Wednesday. It was a very nice weekend. The big surprise of the weekend was we had a big barbecue on Wednesday night, and then we had plans with our cousins out east on Friday. So it left July 4th, the actual date, amongst ourselves hanging out with family at home. And so when we all went to have dinner, we went to order in, and I had no idea. I don't know why this occurred to me, but July 4th is more challenging to get food that night than Christmas or New Year's Eve. Like, there was no place that was open. Nothing was open on July 4th. Nothing. There was a Chinese food restaurant that was open. So that led to a big July 4th celebration dinner at our house where my wife made an egg sandwich and my daughter and I made a box of pasta that we shared together.
Nice. Adam, are you a Hard Knocks guy?
I watched last night with my son and daughter the off-season edition of the New York Giants. And it's the first time that we've seen a team do an off-season Hard Knocks. First of all, let me also say that Liev Schreiber is my end-all, be-all guest for my podcast. I've asked for him every year for the 6 years that I've had the podcast. Never once have gotten him. Never once. He's the only guy that I've ever had multiple requests on and never gotten. So if anybody out there knows Liev Schreiber, has a connection to Liev Schreiber, can get me him on my podcast, please. Because I love listening to that guy. I would like to have him on my podcast just to hear his voice, like just to say, what is going on, Adam? How was your July 4th? The way that Jen just said it, right? I would like to hear just that from him. And I've never had him on, but I watched the offseason Hard Knocks last night that he also narrated. And it's interesting because we get Hard Knocks in the summer where the big decisions are they carrying a fifth or sixth wide receiver and who's going to make the roster and, you know, the intensity of a preseason game. This is a different deal now. Like, this is a different deal in New York. They just set the table for Daniel Jones where their own general manager is saying, we need to find out whether he's the quarterback for the next 10 years or pivot. When the GM says that, what's going to come up every week when they're playing if that guy struggles? Every week.
Are we now finally on the clock, Adam, to kind of be on Jordan Love watch officially? We're 2 weeks away from camp finally opening for the Packers, where they're going to have their first practice in 2 weeks. We're past the July 4th holiday. Presumably he's back stateside after being over in Europe for a little vacation. Is Jordan Love contract watch officially on?
I guess it is, Gabe. I think you could delay it about 1 week. I think we get about another week of peace. Now, could something happen? Sure, that always could. But that's not what I'm expecting. And again, the world is full of surprises. But I think we have one more week of peace and quiet and late night summer walks and going for ice cream before we have to worry about Jordan Love's contract. That's my sense of things. I could be proven wrong, but I think that this is not the week for that right now. Right now. And we could start that watch officially, I believe, next week.
Wait, so what's the go-to ice cream when you're taking those late-night summer walks?
Well, there's no bad ice cream. It's like pizza, right? Like, there's pizza. It's just a question of how good it is. Ice cream, I don't know. We got a soft serve place right by us that's really good. We've had a big summer of flying saucers, a lot of flying saucers that are sandwiched by cookies. Like, that's real good too. So, whatever it is.
I'm unfamiliar with the flying saucer ice cream. Is that like a...
You don't know that, Jeff?
No.
Are you serious?
I have no idea either. Chewy? Is it an East Coast thing?
No, I've never heard of it.
Oh, my God. Maybe it's a New York thing. I don't know. It's there are many forms of it, but it's like an ice cream sandwich just with, you know, wafers, like chocolate wafers on top. Or there's this place near us that has, you do like a chocolate chip cookie on each side. And then there's ice cream in the middle, like a Chipwich. You know Chipwich?
I've heard of that. Yeah, I've heard of Chip. I think that is an East Coast thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys in Wisconsin better get with it here. I'm just telling you right now.
Well, have you had custard, Adam?
Wow.
Have
I had what?
Custard.
A frozen custard.
Frozen.
Yeah, of course. I've had custard.
Well, because when I first came here, Adam, I was from Massachusetts. I remember driving out here. This is 1992. And I see Oscar's custard, and I'm like, oh my God, they love pudding out here. These places are everywhere, because on the East Coast, they call pudding custard, right?
Yeah. I'm going to have to get you guys, I'm going to have to arrange for some Chipwiches or flying saucers to be sent to your studio. I don't know how they will travel. I got to figure this out. I got to work on this. And you know what? I think somehow, some way, we need to franchise like Chipwiches in the Milwaukee area because they would be enormously popular.
Go into business with Adam Schefter. Sign me up.
Oh, yeah.
Adam, I saw this story, and I know it's a little bit older, but I wanted to get your take on it. So Baron Browning is doing this thing called Vestable, where he is allowing people to invest in his future. Essentially, he is a stock. Browning is a player for the Denver Broncos, your old stomping grounds. Yeah. This blew my mind. I know that it came up about 6 months ago, but is this something that is taking off? Are there a lot of people who have invested in Baron Browning's future? The whole idea is that you give $10 to him and you get 1% of his future earnings. So right now, I believe he's still on his rookie deal, but he's supposed to be up for, you know, free agency. And then his obviously salary would jump significantly. And if you invested in him now, he gets that money, but then he is willing to give away a percentage of his future earnings. What is your take on all this?
He's not the first to do this. This was something that went around. Vernon Davis did this. Do you remember that show?
Yeah.
You're a tight end. Do you remember Vernon Davis doing this? And there was an agency that tried this with players probably a couple of decades ago. And I don't think it ever gained traction, because if it had, obviously it would be more popular and it wouldn't just be the Broncos linebacker now asking people to invest in him as it is. It's an interesting concept. You're betting on the come. I think agents do that right now in a different form when they essentially sign players, because they're funding these players in advance and they're hoping that they pay off and get to that second contract so they can make their money back and then some. It's an unusual concept. I understand, I guess, why he would try to do it. I don't know how successful it will be. I'm going to guess not very, because other players have tried this in the past, and it's never gotten any legs before. That's not to say that it can't happen now. You never know. Just like I don't expect the Jordan Love deal this week, but you never know. So interesting, thought-provoking, not the first guy to do it.
Adam, are these, I was looking at, did you hear what Shad Khan said of the Jacksonville Jaguars, how he's essentially putting Doug Peterson and his staff on notice? Are these guys way too impatient?
I didn't see that. What did he say? Where did he say it? I didn't hear anything about this.
It's all over the news. He said, yes, they're on notice. He's not happy. Obviously, no one's happy with losing six games in a row to end the season. But Doug Peterson, to me, is someone that just doesn't get enough credit. I mean, usually when you win a Super Bowl, you get a pass for 5 years or so. I just think these owners are way too impatient. Bringing in a new coach, and I don't know who's a better coach than Doug Peterson, but these quarterbacks that just, in their first 5 years, have to go through four different systems does not help. And these owners way too impatient with these coaches, because you take a team like that, it takes time to build it up.
You know, the The Jaguars this offseason gave Josh Allen a 5-year, $141.25 million deal. They gave Trevor Lawrence a deal that averaged $55 million a year that made him, on average, the highest paid player in NFL history. So you're taking a defensive end, paying him about as much as you could pay, doing that with a quarterback. They're spending a lot of money. I don't need, though, an owner to say that there's pressure on a coach to win. Because you know what? In this league, outside of maybe Mike Tomlin, outside of Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan, there are a few exceptions, a few. But every coach is one disaster season away from having his security questioned if he doesn't lose his job himself. Every one of them. That's the way the league works, because I can go back every year. First of all, we know that the league averages about 6.7 head coaching changes per year. And there are years going into each season that you think, okay, well, here are the guys that are on the hot seat going in. And inevitably, the season doesn't go the way we expect, because they never do. And all of a sudden, there are different guys that are in trouble and on the hot seat who lose their jobs. So if in a year where they spent all this money on Trevor Lawrence and Josh Allen and other players as well, if they don't win consistently and they have gotten lapped by the Houston Texans and the Indianapolis Colts and maybe even the Tennessee Titans are resurgent this year, if that happens, then, yeah, I could see Shad Khan being impatient again. And he's the one that hired Urban Meyer. He's the one that's gone through a lot of different head coaches down there in Jacksonville, but it's his team and it's his money and he gets to do what he wants. And if they don't win, that doesn't surprise me. They put him on notice, because they're all on notice if they don't win regularly and consistently.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at that, I mean, with the Packers and everything they're going through with their transition from present.
By the way, weren't there some questions about Matt LaFleur? You bring that up, okay? Like, there weren't people putting some pressure on him about a year ago, turning up the heat on him? Didn't you guys ask me about that? I mean, am I imagining this?
No, just because, I mean, again, the Packers were, at this point last year, Adam, we had no idea what to expect from the Packers, because they were making the transition from Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love. And I think for not just Matt LaFleur, but for Brian Gutekunst, it was a pretty big gamble. You're going from a Hall of Fame quarterback to somebody who, in the very limited time that he had played in the NFL, hadn't really shown much. So I think there was a little bit of pressure, and I think they felt that pressure early in the season.
Well, and they responded, and they had the kind of season that quiets that noise. And if you win, it goes away. And if you don't, it doesn't. And so that, I mean, it's that simple. Again, they won. Nobody's talking about Matt LaFleur being in trouble, and they will be talking about Doug Peterson and his status and his security if the Jaguars don't win consistently this season.
But like Saleh in New York, I mean, he's on the hot seat.
Pressure's on.
Yeah, he's on.
Of course, he knows it.
Yeah,
he knows it. He. I mean, he's not oblivious to this. First of all, Aaron Rodgers himself has said, if I don't play well, I don't come back and play well, everybody here is going to get fired. And he's right. Aaron Rodgers won't be back. Robert Saleh won't be back. Joe Douglas, the general manager, won't be back. Like, it'll be another restart in New York. Not a secret. We know that. Again, there were questions about whether the head coach last year would survive. He did. And now the pressure's on this year for them to win, with them having put the money and resources that they did into Aaron Rodgers. So we'll see how that goes.
Adam, just looking around the NFC North, it looks like Caleb Williams has not yet signed his rookie deal. When do you expect that to happen? And I saw Rome Odunze hasn't signed either. Any concern by Bears fans down there that these two haven't signed yet?
You know, I'm glad you brought that to my attention, Jen, because I have to check into both those. Again, we were busy making pasta and egg sandwiches for July 4th holiday. So I didn't have to make any calls on that. But, you know, here's the deal. They have made it such that these rookie deals are formalities. But Caleb Williams really wants to kind of do his own thing, break the system, try to do things that are atypical. And so that wouldn't surprise me, you know, if his situation lingered a little bit longer than most of these rookie situations that should be, in this day and age, just formalities. Rome Odunze, you know, that'll get done. And it used to be, well, the Bears did change their front office quite a bit, but the Bears would have their draft picks on the week after the draft. And now these guys are unsigned, but it won't be long, I would imagine, before they have their deals done.
Who has Hard Knocks this year? Is it the Bears?
The Bears.
The Chicago Bears.
Oh, they do. Okay.
That'll Chicago be interesting. Bears. Summer. And see, well, yeah, but not because of the contract situation. It's just because of all the new faces and Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze and Keenan Allen. And they've added a lot of talent this offseason. By the way, another team, like, you know, they're going to have to win or you're going to hear a lot of chatter about them. That's another team, right? You don't win in this league consistently. That chatter is going to come up. It always is. Just kind of the way that it goes.
Last thing for you, Adam, before we let you go, and you're going to have to think about your 80s movie characters for this one. Chewie's got a party coming up this weekend where he's got to dress up as an 80s character. I said movie, but it could be any character. It could be a video game or a musician, something like that. Who are some of your favorite 80s characters that Chewie and his wife could dress up as for this party this weekend?
Jeff Spicoli, Fast Times, Ridgemont High, first one I think of.
I don't really want to have my shirt off, though, even though it's going to be 90.
Isn't he stoned for most of that movie?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
Can accommodate.
Now that I'm role trying I can to, play I'm very to, well.
I'm trying to give Chewie a lip here. Have his shirt off.
Adam, I think the leaders in the nice. Club, the leaders in the clubhouse is Back to the Future. Doc Brown, Marty McFly, and then Wayne's World.
Although somebody did correct me saying Wayne's World was actually a 90s movie. Was it an 80s character on SNL or was it all in the 90s?
It was all in the 90s.
No, it was on SNL, though. And then they made it into a movie. Trust me.
I'm trying to think.
You remember the Paul George thing. I don't know when to trust you and when not to trust you.
I'm trying to think of other movie candidates. I'm not really up on that, you know. But the Jeff Spicoli one, I think that would be a good one. And a good, easy one for you to do there, Chewie. That would be very simple to get done.
I'll take it under consideration.
Hey, before you let me go, I want each of you three to give me the highlight of your July 4th weekend.
Jen just gave us a low light.
I did. I went out for dinner with a bunch of friends who were in from out of town, Connecticut, actually. Some friends that we lived near when we lived in Connecticut. And we went to a high-end restaurant and we had terrible service. So I told them that. But the highlight of my 4th of July weekend is we took the kids out on Lake Michigan tubing. And I think tubing is a rite of passage for kids. I think everybody should be back there getting towed. And if they're big enough, trying to toss them off the tube and have them, you know, floundering out there in the water with their life jackets on for a few minutes. I think it's a rite of passage. So we took our kids out and did that. It was fantastic.
Mine is. Oh, go ahead.
Okay, Chewie. Good, Chewie.
That's over. That's pretty much the highlight for me.
No, highlight was on the 4th. We had, you know, probably 10, 11 people over at the house, and because we just bought a house in February. So real first big party, I guess, we've thrown with everybody over there. I had a brisket on the Traeger, smoked that overnight, and just had an overall good time.
I'll give you three here before I let you go. We have a Cousins Day, July 4th weekend. Like, all cousins all gather at one of our cousins' house out east on Long Island. Very, very nice. The last two that I will bring up that ties together everything that we've talked about. Number one, on Saturday night when my father-in-law was over, after dinner, I gave him one of the two chipwiches in a container. He had one. We sat down to watch the Eddie Murphy movie, and he got done. He said, that was the most delicious chipwich sandwich that I've had in a very, very long time. And the last thing I would say to you, which Gabe will find very interesting, is Denny McCarthy had two Eagles yesterday. Now, he faltered down the stretch, Gabe.
Yep.
But two Eagles. He holed out from 113 yards and chipped in from a bunker from 73 feet. He came up short the rest of the time, but man, two Eagles on the final day when he's your golfer in a tournament. Thank you, Denny McCarthy, for those two.
Oh, he was your golfer?
Well, of course he was. That's the only reason Sheffield
wanted to get up.
Two Eagles is impressive.
I don't care that anybody else
even
is two Eagles. Davis Thompson, you know, like,
that
won the
two
tournament.
Two Eagles is impressive. I didn't realize you had him as your guy in whatever leisure activities you involve yourself in.
It's a good way to make the John Deere Classic at least a little bit interesting, Shefty.
Well, who watched every hole of it? Me. Me.
Oh, okay. We love having you on, Adam.
weekend.
We love having you hang out with us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. All right, have a great week. Safe travels to you, and we will talk to you again soon.
Thank you, everybody. Talk next Wednesday.
He's Adam Schefter. Gabe, who's he brought to us by?
He is brought to us each and every week by our friends at the Island Resort and Casino. It's a premier resort destination, the largest north of Milwaukee, with everything you like to do in one awesome location. Visit islandresortandcasino.com and book your total experience today.